And that's where the officers need to know and follow up on different things.
If you're not keeping track of the animals, how do you know if the same animal's bitten two people?
Thank you. I was wondering that.
But I think that's what you're saying, is his role is the human side. Whenever animal control, correct me if I'm wrong, when animal control left the health department, the role went to whoever. So right now it's the jurisdiction in the incorporated area. And I think that's what we're here today to discuss, is who is going to keep, who's going to keep track of it on the animal side. Animal control would be my assumption. That'd be the natural fit. And so if I'm, I guess, am I missing, are you just looking for direction from us on?
Yes.
Now, as far as, that'd be like the record keeping aspect of it. What other, is there another aspect to it that I'm?
Well, you have the expense part if it's brought in and it has, like you were saying, now, then you said we're just talking domestic animals now.
We'll right, yeah, just wildlife. A minute. Yeah, we'll go wildlife here in a second.
Okay.
So domesticated, the expense would then probably fall to the owner of the animal.
When we quarantine at the shelter, the owner has to pay the fees in order to redeem the animal at the end of the quarantine.
If you quarantine at the house, then there's still probably fees involved, but not...
There's more the expense of the animal control officer that has to go to that property three different times in order to view that animal.
Three different times on...
Mm-hmm.
Up to 50 animals, that's
right.
Minimal. I mean, it's not like it's a...
And I guess that's where, you know, this discussion could go down, because that's, that work is benefiting the health department's investigation on the animal to make sure that they're not changing behavior and becoming rabid. So that, I think that's a discussion where an agreement would have to be developed to say, okay, if we have the situation of home quarantine, the health department would pay, or there'd be a fee for that service to the homeowner or whatever to figure out how that would be paid for.
So somebody gets bitten by a dog. They have proof of vaccination. They still quarantine the animal?
Yes.
But there's no, and then on the human side, do they still, I'm sure they're watched closely, but as far as the vaccinations, they don't go through that. Because isn't it like a multiple shot in the stomach
and
over so many period of days or whatever?
Very expensive. So that's why we want to make sure the animal is the vaccination status and the quarantine is cleared, so we can not have that person go through the series of shots, because it is very expensive, and it's not as painful as it was in the past, but it is an involved process, too.
And so now let's say you can't prove that the dog's been vaccinated.
They have to get the...
They have to go through the... Regardless, well, so they still quarantine the dog, but they still have to go through the process of...
If they're quarantined, if the dog's quarantined, then they come back and they're not symptomatic, then the person would not have to go through the post-exposure.
That's my question.
Yeah.
What kind of time frame is there from the dog bite with possible rabies and you having to get the vaccine as a human?
Sherry's more of an expert on this than
that. Yeah. If an animal bites someone and they have the active rabies, that animal will present within that first 5 days. The protocol of 10 days is to ensure that, you know, 5 days is...
How long does a human have before it starts getting infected to where it can't?
If we can...
Pardon?
Before the shots don't do any good.
Yeah. If we can determine within that 10-day period that animal is or is not rabid, the patient, victim, can get the vaccine.
So a patient can go 10 days without the vaccine and not have any consequences?
Yeah.
If the animal, yeah.
If the animal were to be rabid.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't find the animal, then the patient just has to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
The state veterinarian is the one that did the recommendation of a 10-day quarantine. So that's their protocol on the state level.
So on the domesticated side, I'm assuming we're going to, through your recommendation, either quarantine the animal at the shelter or quarantine the animal at the home, preferably at the home. But if it doesn't meet certain criteria, then you won't quarantine at the house. At the home, you will quarantine there at the all at the expense of the homeowner or the dog owner mm-hmm. or cat owner. Mm-hmm. Communication will be between health department and animal control. So that way, hey, there's a dog bite. You'll already know about the dog bite, more than likely. So that is, okay, so is that one settled or is that?
Okay, that's yeah. a human. If the dog bites another dog, how does that come? To determine, so you know the other dog has to have.
That's just an animal yeah. control.
Just animal control. Has nothing to do with
that. I don't have any authority.
So,
and the laws only refer to a dog biting a human.
Pardon?
The laws only refer to a dog biting a human. Mm-hmm. They don't refer to
the statutes.
Dog, animal bite. Yeah, the statutes. No, they don't refer to animal biting an animal.
But you'd still have to determine if it was rabid or not, would you not? Because you could infect the other.
You should, but the simple fact of the matter is there's no law to force that.
Our job is to take care of the people, mm-hmm. and if we don't test to know if this dog that bites another pet is rabid, then you run the risk of that dog, correct me if I'm wrong, becoming rabid. And
there might be a policy or something, animal control's been put in, but it's not legal. It's not set by statute.
Yeah, there's no. That's what I'm saying is there's no statute to give you the authority. So if you want to have the authority, maybe you need to do a ordinance.
Or a policy by the animal control that if it's reported, then I don't know. That's a rabbit hole we could. So on the domesticated animal side, is there any? Do we have any other questions?
No.
Is that all right? Now wildlife. Mm-hmm. And here's why. You and I have discussed a possible rabid coyote in the parking lot of Walmart Supercenter, mm-hmm. and it was told to me then, hey, animal control is not. Over that, it's over. That's whenever your conservation.
Conservation, yeah.
And you and I had a good discussion on, hey, again, at that time, animal control was still under you guys. Yeah. And you had stated, hey, we'll still go out and do whatever we can for the safety mm-hmm. of the, you know, but it's actually a conservation issue, not, and that exactly. was under statute too, I believe.
Yeah, wildlife.
I mean, I know you sent somebody out. And then so did, and then I got a hold of a conservation agent and he went out. Mm-hmm. And so I think they were both there to kind of make sure the public safety.
Yeah.
How is that different now? As far as snake, raccoon, I mean, I don't know what all would be biting. But
yeah.
Rabbit, that surprised me.
Pardon?
You've got rabbit down
well,
here.
Yeah.
Well, is that a wild rabbit or is that something?
I consider that domestic a rabbit.
I was saying if it's a little cage in by
other them. Domestic animals.
Yeah.
We do get calls. We had two calls recently regarding bats, exposure to human with bats. We've gotten calls in the past about skunks, the strain of rabies. In the state of Missouri is bats and skunks. And with bats, you cannot determine whether someone's been bit or not because their teeth are so small that you won't see the bite. But if you have a bat that was found in someone's bedroom, you have a bat that was found, someone handled a bat, in those instances in the past, we have sent those animals off for testing. Just to ensure that they were not rabid. So I just
does
need direction if that's the...
Does the state charge it? You send it to the state lab?
No.
But you'll send it.
It's sent to the state public health lab, right?
Pardon?
The animal? It gets sent to the state public health lab,
It gets to the state public health lab, yes.
So those are, I'm sorry, did
yes.
I add?
So the expense really would be the euthanasia at the vet's office,
mm-hmm.
If the animal needs that,
mm-hmm.
and then the packaging of the specimen.
Right.
The kits the state public health lab provides, so you just got to prepare the animal, put it in there, and then the courier will take it up to Jefferson City.
Okay, so you have a dead bat. We're not taking that to a vet, are we?
No. We had a raccoon recently that someone was trying to get it out of a trap that they had set for it, and the raccoon bit them. And so we took it to the vet and had it euthanized and sent it to the state lab for specimen.
At whose expense?
It was at the county's expense.
Why
did
we not?
You to say that all wild animals are under the conservation department?
When it comes to if they're roaming free and that sort of thing, if you have an animal that's acting strangely, you know, really we don't have the authority to do anything about it. But as soon as it bites somebody, then...
Well, that makes a lot of sense. I know that's statute.
But I guess what would happen is, you know, kind of like with the coyote thing.
That's our wise legislators that came up with that.
You know, I guess, you know, it's kind of with the coyote thing. You'd have somebody go out there to make sure that, you know, there's a close proximity there. You'd want to say, okay, we want to get some people out there to stop anything from happening. But generally, I know we've gotten calls in the past where somebody was... you know, down in a creek behind their house, and they said, well, there's an animal down here, you know, acting strangely. Well, just leave it alone. Go.
I said stay away from it.
Exactly.
Why would we not have conservation going on the calls instead of our people?
That's what I was wondering. If conservation.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to figure out, I think.
Yeah,
it's kind of our...
And sure, you've talked with those guys before, so you probably have a better idea of what they...
I'm sure Quentin would want to be here as part of this discussion. I said we just pawing all off on him.
Did I not understand you say it was under the conservation department? When you checked on the coyote, that's a wild animal.
Yeah, that would, yeah.
Raccoon's a wild animal.
Yes.
Once it's trapped, does it all of a sudden become a domesticated animal?
No.
I just know that if you keep a puppy for longer than 24 hours, it's yours. So I didn't know if...
that is a state statute.
If that raccoon's in that trap for 24 hours, is it your raccoon now?
Can we check with the conservation? To me, it sounds like from what you said, mm-hmm. if it's a wild animal, it's a conservation department. So, honestly, we think the conservation department would be responsible for any treatment of it, euthanization or whatever it be.
I'm sure they're more than willing to let you all do it if you want to.
Sure.
Yeah.
If it is their animal, if it's a wild animal, who arrests you if you shoot one that's not the conservation department. If say that when walking on the creek or whatever seemed and the person feared it was on their land or something, mm-hmm. they shot it. If you did something that wasn't the conservation department, who's going to be over that?
That would be correct. So we'll have to clarify that, I guess, with them to see how they want us to do that.
Well, we can pull the statutes and look at it, too.
And I guess, like Commissioner Risman said, if it's in a trap, how do they consider it? Do they consider where it's running free or if it's...
Yeah, and it might change as soon as there's a bite involved. But I don't know what the statute says specifically on that.
Do we, one thing that we do want to make sure we're careful of is because the public doesn't fully understand, they see animal control and they think it's an animal and you're mm-hmm. supposed to control it. So the one thing we need to make sure we do is maybe we take the call or maybe we, however it's handled, but the handoff to the next entity, maybe we need to make sure that that's a smooth transition and not... seen as, we don't ever want to say, it's not our job. I'm dealing with that with something not even related to animals, but somehow I got involved in a fraud case. It's like,